Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And again, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. It's the Sports Doctor, the hoopla with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents continues. And it's really going to run through the whole theme of our show today as we really focus on the world of youth sports. We've got a great doubleheader. Starting with John Eng. He's the executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports. Since 1981, they're one of the country's leading advocates for positive and safe sports for children. And then we're going to have Wade Floyd. He's the founder of CoachTube, giving athletes and coaches access to online training for some of the best of coaches. Then everybody knows it's me. The Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk about upcoming guests, we answer some emails, but let's jump right in. John Eng, National Alliance Youth Sports, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. Give us a little bit of background of you and I'll call it NAYS, N-A-Y-S.
That sounds great. Yeah, we're in West Palm Beach, Florida. We're a national nonprofit founded, as you said, back in 1981. The whole idea of the organization back then, and it was actually founded by my dad back in 1981, was to give all of those coaches, those volunteer out-of-school coaches who willingly or not so willingly sign up to coach their kids in youth sports, to give them just a little bit of guidance, a little bit of education, and sometimes a little bit of re-education about the proper things to be able to do in sports, whether it's the philosophy of the actual league that, you know, the ages that you're coaching, or if you need a little bit of help with the actual skills and drills aspect of coaching. You know, we provided both of those things. And the organization has really evolved from a membership program for those coaches, an education and membership program for those coaches, to be really anything you can think of involved with the administration of youth sports, whether it's a professional administrator or a mom and dad who serve on a board of a league. We want to get as much education in the hands of those people as possible because, as you know, Dr. Bob, it's not exactly the same amount of resources aren't really put towards youth sports in the community as they are, say, for something like education, like the school systems. But we have adults out there overseeing, making decisions on what happens on those fields and the safety of the kids, and the effectiveness of those programs are pretty important.
Yes, it's a big deal. And again, you guys were one of the pioneers, your dad, Fred Eng, in this whole, understand that you now are like in 3,000 cities across the country. You're in all the military, U.S. military bases worldwide. One of the reasons I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and I've treated some of these young hotshot kids for decades, is the fact that on one hand, there's an epidemic of youth sports injuries and overuse injuries. And on the other hand, there's some of these mental pressures that we're all aware of, everything from sexual abuse to burnout of kids to all of this pressure. So this topic has always been big. And now it seems to be 10 times bigger, again, when you're talking about youth sports safety. You know, there was a front page picture on the Time magazine, for those who still read magazines, you know, like a year ago. And it was a little leaguer on the cover, John. And the caption was, the $15 billion a year youth sports business. And everything that it brings with it. So I really, really commend you guys in order to be able to really help educate from top to bottom, again, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the parents, and the different kinds of information. Communication is always a challenge, and I understand you guys are associates along with my friends at iSport 360, Ian Goldberg, again, on the same team, the coach tube, in order to let these kids have the best shot at trying to stay injury-free and not succumb to the pressures. And what are some of the things, again, that you guys have as real attention getters with the National Alliance?
As far as, you know, just perspective is what we like to preach a little bit.
Great word.
Yeah, it really is about that. I mean, what happens is the stakeholders in youth sports, again, and I always go back to, because I think people can really relate to comparing it to education, is when we talk about education, we're generally, when we're making decisions, it's about the big picture. It's about how do we get all these kids to advance, and how do we, you know, make the educational system good for all kids. We don't really focus on one. And what happens in youth sports, more times than not, is the person that's making those decisions is kind of a volunteer who's the most active in any particular sport. So you'll have somebody who's really motivated because their child happens to be maybe physically gifted at a young age. So they want the sport to kind of be the best for that particular kid. And they're not thinking about, and you can just picture a T-ball game. And, you know, the head coach is generally somebody who's really comfortable because their kid is excelling and they're the one that's going to be the coach of that. And then that goes all the way up the line. They become the president of the league. So they want what's best for their kids in general, and it's really hard to, because they're not, you know, they don't have the education to sit back or the wherewithal to be able to do it, to say what's best for the entire community, the entire league here, as far as youth sports goes around. And so what you have is, you know, a community will step in. We work with, you said, the 3,000 different communities that we work with. We work with parks and recreation agencies, whether it's a parks and rec department or a boys and girls club. And we'll say, hey, look, this is what it should be. So they'll put these rules and regulations on it, you know, all play, specific amount of innings, you know, especially at these younger ages. Don't keep score. It's about fun. We want kids to just advance and learn.
And there is still arguments.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're going to say, we're going to take our kid out and form our own league, and it's going to be about competition and travel.
Well, the ranting and raving on the sidelines by some parents. We're going to talk more all about that with John Eng. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over 10 years radio shows, besides the other 20 I think I did before then, and you could see the topics, you could see some of the international guests we've had, and listen to whatever you would like. You could zip over to newspaper articles, magazine articles. You could read the very recent guest editorial I did for Lower Extremity Review. You could read one of my most popular, infamous articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Or you could read on everything, again, from choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter to what the heck are we going to do with youth tackle football and the concussion dilemma. We have a huge following on Twitter. We post a lot of information on Twitter. So you can catch me at Sports Doc Radio. And one of the cutie pies reasons that we titled the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was so that we definitely could be involved in that world. Also, with Twitter, we're talking with John Eng. He's the executive director, the National Alliance of Youth Sports. What's the website, John, people could find out all about NAES?
Well, it's pretty simple. It's NAES.org. So you can get everything, all the information you want. There's a great resource section on there called Sporting Kid Live. It's our old publication that you made a joke about Time Magazine when we used to have our own publication, and now it's a really much better resource because we update it daily, and it's got great interviews and great insight into youth sports, and again, going back to getting people to give their perspective on things.
Yes. Now, when you go back to the 1980s and whatever, and I want you to talk maybe a little bit about your dad and how he got so interested and started with this, the youth sports, Little League, where we started to see, you know, the participation was really dropping because a lot of these kids just didn't want to be put into these pressure cookers. And, of course, again, the epidemic of overuse injuries, one of the most necessary chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is youth, sports, and drugs. And this is a very big problem where we start to see, and this is my pearl for the day for all of your members, moms and dads, if you need over-the-counter pain medicine for your son or daughter to participate, you're over the line. And this is a big-time problem. It starts very, very early. So, again, the educational side of things is so important. But talk a little bit about your dad, Fred, and some of the challenges that he felt he was facing when he first got started with this.
Well, I'm one of seven, and pretty much all of my brothers and sisters, we all played sports. And, of course, at that time, he was in the sporting goods world. He was working for the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association. And his idea before that, even, he was working for the CYO, and a big organization in the Northeast, as their sports director. And he took it to them. He took this whole concept that there should be some sort of certification, that you shouldn't just be able to sign up and have anybody coach. There should be some sort of certification involved. They didn't really like the idea. This was probably back in the late 70s.
Tough sell.
Yeah, it was a tough sell. And the whole idea was, oh, you can't ask a volunteer to do something like that. And just like in anything, we realize when you raise the value of a product a little bit, people aren't going to be that reticent as you think they are to sign up for something. You know, they said, oh, you can't ask a volunteer to go through a two-hour course or a one-hour course. You can't ask a volunteer to do anything else. But once you realize the whole idea is that you're making the league a better place for everybody, people really buy into the idea. And we've been around for 35 years now, so I think that whole concept has been shot down.
Yes, you know the method to the madness. I was honored also to have one of the chapters in my book, the chapter on choosing the right shoe for your son or daughter, was featured in your newsletter just this past couple
right.
of weeks. What is the variable of ages that NAIS gets involved with in youth sports? Do you go up to college, high school? Where are you guys? Everywhere.
We're pretty much out of school sports, so it kind of ends when high school begins. It used to be very defined that way back in the 80s and early 90s. Now it's gotten a little bit of a more gray area because of travel teams and things like that. But if it's not a professional coach, we're involved. So that's where we start and end. If they're not getting paid and they're volunteers, so that generally goes up to about 14 years old.
Yes, and the traveling teams, again, has become such a big deal. And sometimes, again, we see, especially, again, another chapter I talk about, is I call it the prodigy sports, where think of gymnastics, think of figure skating, think of ballet, even tennis and soccer. You have 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. This is all they want to do is play the same sport. We preach all day how we want these kids to play different sports, develop different parts of the body. But go try talking about that to the kids, that this is all that they really, really love to do. And again, you have very sophisticated travel teams in a lot of different sports. And I ask you, like I always ask so many individuals in your world, John, hey, how's your sports psychology skills, you know, with these parents and coaches?
Yeah. And, right. And who trained you on how to deal with it, or who even gave you any kind of feeling about what was going to be what it was going to take to be able to deal with that aspect of it? And I'm glad you brought up those other sports too, because it kind of goes across now. Whereas it used to be very much soccer, basketball, all the team sports were volunteer oriented as far as coaching goes, and you had all those other activities that you mentioned, whether it's tennis and gymnastics and the more individual sports with professional teachers. Well, as soon as you start paying coaches at that level, a different aspect comes into play from their perspective. Again, they are now, it's talking about dollars and cents. You tell a gymnastics teacher that they're not supposed to be with an 8-year-old four times a week, well, now you're taking money out of their pocket.
Yes.
So once you bring in that aspect, it's a totally different
ball. Well, one of my famous poster boys, John, is the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, figure skating, grew up in our neck of the woods here in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And 14 years later, he was the best in the world. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates or soccer shoes. So the world of, I don't want to call them professional coaches, but they definitely are, serious coaches. They're not volunteers necessarily, and there's a lot of great things that they bring to the table. There's also some horror stories. And again, I really think that organizations like yours helping to take this on, educating the parents, having these various protocols for coaches makes so much sense. I would think you have tremendous support even in the traveling sport world.
Yeah, we definitely do. And I tell you, probably the most important thing that we do now leads into what you were just talking about is we have a designation called the Quality Sports, Better Sports for Kids Quality Program Provider designation. And basically what it does is allows parents to define what are the questions that they should ask and what are the proper answers, things like that.
Yeah, I want to mention. I want to mention your dad's book, years ago, Why Johnny Hates Sports. This is such an interesting, to-the-point title of one of the challenges that we've watched over these years, which is all that goes into a title of a book like that that we were just talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to point out that I'm not Johnny in that story.
Right. I didn't want to ask which one of the seven. You might be in that regard. But again, the fact, what's with the military bases? Is that, again, where they have these organized leagues, organized sports? You know, I guess there's tons and tons of families. Never gave it much thought. I guess that's got to be a big area.
Yeah, most people don't realize when you go on a military installation, bottom line is they have a Parks and Recreation Department. It's not called that, but they have fields, they have volunteers, they have families living on those bases. Sometimes it's active military, sometimes it's the spouse that's involved as a coach, but they're running leagues, and they bought into this whole idea, Army first, and then the other branches also followed. So they start at the top. They mandate our training, which is for the professional administrator who's running the programs at the top, and then, of course, they make coaches' training mandated in those programs also. And they're so adamant about it that they actually pay for it from base to base. So it's really a positive. So you can feel good about the families that are on those bases having good quality programs.
Yes, and good quality programs involves really, really participation. Not everybody's going to be an elite athlete. That's not the goal at all. Once we've been fighting through all of this resistance to even almost get rid of PE in schools, and then we've got this childhood obesity thing around our neck that's been a nightmare for decades. And the idea of keeping kids active is so, so, so important. And again, parents who volunteer, I remember when my children were little, we were all baseball experts back then, but none of us knew what the heck soccer was. We didn't know how many people on it. So the argument seemed to be less. But this is a big deal. Again, parental behavior around youth sport.
Yeah, absolutely. It's whenever I give a talk to people who are administrating youth sports programs, and I say, okay, what's your number one issue? And it's communication with parents. And I tell you, the one thing I always tell them is we have to reduce the stakes. When the stakes get higher, the pressure mounts.
Once you start with the winning. Time flew by. John, give me the website again, please, one more time.
It's www.nays.org. So that's National Alliance.
I recommend everybody check that out. John, please hold on for a second. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, hey, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, a sports podiatrist, and welcome to the second part of our emphasis, the Youth Sports Show. We've got Wade Floyd with us. Wade is the creator of this innovative CoachTube educational program, youth sports program, to tell us all about it. Athletes really getting access to instruction, knowledge online. Wade Floyd, hey man, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on.
Great. Give us a little bit of background, Wade, of you and Coach Tube.
Sure. We started working on it in 2014. It was like a real passion project of mine. I was a kid who didn't always have access to the best coaching available. And at the same time, like online education platforms are really taking off. And so I was running another startup at the time, and I was just obsessed with all the Khan Academies and Udemy's and Coursera's and Lynda.com. And I was thinking to myself, like, why doesn't this exist in sports? Because it's pretty fragmented. There's dozens and hundreds of amazing coaches out there that have a passion for making a bigger impact online. So just kind of had the wild idea to throw this up there and see if we built this amazing technology that can kind of connect everybody. And so we went live, and it's kind of grown since then. So that was kind of the early start. Also, I coached a volunteer youth team too, and I realized 15 years later, I don't know really what I'm doing, even though I was an avid player my whole life. So it was kind of solving my own problem as well.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that there's a real need. We were just talking about that with John Ang of the National Alliance of Youth Sports, one of the contributors to my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Ian Goldberg, who has that great app and a web presence, iSport360. You know, youth sports has exploded. The reason I wrote or co-wrote the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was number one, there's an epidemic of youth sports injuries, overuse injuries, overkill times 10, and traveling teams and the seriousness of youth sports has tripled the mental pressure on some of these kids. So good, solid education regarding whether you want to be the best athlete in the country or whether you want to coach at various levels or whether you want to be able to find your way somewhere in between, that's what, kind of what CoachTube Online is all about, Wade.
For the most part, yeah, we just give access to the best coaching regardless of geography, regardless of income. And it's really not even about CoachTube. It's about the 500-plus amazing coaches that we help support. So CoachTube itself, we're not the experts, but we sponsor and power the best out there in sports.
Well, I again, the coaches need to be educated. They need to be very, very aware of the challenges. You know, we've got the nightmare of whether it's coaching other kinds of abuse. I call them Svengali coaches, these demanding, overzealous dictators of coaches for youth sports. And we've mm-hmm. got parents many times who were scared to ask questions or communicate with the coaches. We have injuries up the kazoo with some of this. So the education is so important in order to be able to, and you mentioned again, you know, motivating some of these kids. Give us some of the bullet points that Coach Tube really emphasizes and pays attention to with your coaches.
Well, it's a combination. We have everything from like character development to X's and O's to skills and drills. I'm not going to lie, our number one focus and what people are obsessed with on our site. And if I look at daily sales, it's a lot of the schemes and X's and O's, and they're willing to pay anything for the latest and greatest schemes. And it's somewhat disheartening that people don't pay as much for the character development and the leadership type stuff, but it's just that kind of reality.
It's a challenge. It's a very, very big point that you make. What's the website people could find out about all about Coach Tube?
Sure. It's coachtube.com, CoachTube. So like YouTube, but coach in front of it.
Okay. Now, again, you make a major point there. You talk about, the importance of the whole character side of things. You know, the challenge of winning, one of the chapters in my book, which is one of the most important, it's called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we start to see the over-the-counter pain medicines used like candy because these kids are being pushed in all different directions to play, to stay in the game. Usually this is way, way overkill. So again, getting in the middle of these kinds of education, again, I talk about the two most important exercises, whatever your sport is, whatever the level is, which is strengthening those feet and ankles and working balance. Whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the league, or whether you're just trying to be able to stay out of trouble and some of these different topics. So I'll be free to.
I smell a course.
Yeah,
sounds like a great course.
Yeah, well, I'll be glad to share some of the chapters in the book with you guys to spread the word when it comes to, again, some of these different challenges, where the criteria of choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter. But what are we going to do with tackle football? And what about the world of concussions? What about safety and all of these things? There's not a season that goes by, right, Wade, where we don't read about and watch the overzealous madman or woman on the sidelines. There's some great cartoons in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, who's a Hall of Fame volleyball player, and they were able to include, and one of the most striking ones is where there's all sorts of activity going on, and the sidelines are in the stands, and the referee is saying to the coaches, that's not the parents, that's the grandparents. So the attitude and the pressure many times is way, way out of line. It's one of the reasons why participation is down quite a bit in some of organized sports situations. Were you an athlete yourself as a kid?
Yes. Baseball was my specialty, but I played a little bit of everything when I was younger, but high school is baseball.
There you go. And you're probably on top of the World Series, huh? With the classic as it started last night, and we go between a big name Boston Red Sox, Los Angeles Dodgers, Andy. Who are some of your? I see you got quite a team behind you working with you with Coach Tube.
We have a nice small core team that kind of puts it together. But the way I look at our team is the 500 coaches that we help. And just thinking about, man, there's some phenomenal coaches that you would love to plug into that just have the right passion and mission. And so we kind of help give them eyeballs to, whether it be youth sports safety or whether it be really anything. It's kind of the way I look at our team. So our team is really all the coaches that we help promote on the platform.
So, what are some of the ages that your 500 coaches, just in general, are concentrating on? Are you talking college on down? Are you talking, junior high school? What are some of the generalizations of the ages, and add some of the different sports that your 500 coaches work with?
Yeah, we actually have over 40 different sports now, from football to fencing, esports. We have all kinds of sports, but generally it's youth, probably like 5 to 8 year old, up until elite performance and mindset stuff. But I'd tell you, our sweet spot where people that just love our platform all day long are even like the high school scholastic coaches, the middle school coaches, because all of a sudden they're now the track and field coach and they've got to know how to teach the pole vault. Well, they didn't play pole vault. Or they're going against a certain scheme next year where they have different players that would work with a different scheme. That works really well. But then we also have a lot of just basic week by week, step by step, here's how to coach your youth softball team. And this is a week one practice, a week two practice. Here's a practice plan. Here's some video examples of drills to run.
Yeah.
So it's
I see you're talking about, yes, schemes and X's and O's. Okay, we're going to be back talking with Wade Floyd, the creator of the innovative Coach Tube, all aspects of coaches' education and training. And we're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. And you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's Dr. Bob Weil here, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Wade Floyd. He's the creator of Coach Tube, all aspects of education for over 500 coaches, I would imagine, all over the country. I was interested, Wade, also, you talked about whether even it comes to some of the different schemes and challenges of coaching regarding winning and losing. Like you said, that's still of real interest at the high school, even junior high school age, isn't it?
It is. And people are willing to spend money on it. We've noticed that for sure.
And you're talking about dealing with like 40 different sports, you know, which is interesting. You know, one of the chapters in my book, I call it the prodigy sports, where, think of gymnastics. You can think of figure skating, soccer, tennis, where you have 10, 11, 12-year-olds already. They're doing this 5, 6, 10 days a week. And we run into what we call repetitive motion injuries by doing the same thing all the time. I like that you include, youngsters where we're talking about not only junior high school, maybe even younger. Habits start very, very early. And the idea of coaches knowing what to do to, again, with safety in mind, seems so important. So you guys started like in 2014?
Yeah, we went live March of 2015 with about 200 courses at the time, and now we're up to well over 1,300 courses. We also now partner with, and we now own PlaySportsTV.com, and I'm not sure how familiar with our PlaySportsTV.com. It was a dad who created like this amazing it's like a lynda.com. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, where like you can learn over 3,000 different drills and stuff too. So that's just you sports focus. It's called PlaySportsTV.com, and that was started years ago. But yeah, CoachTube itself launched in 2015.
Yes, the what are some of the examples of some of these courses, some of your more popular courses? You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of courses. Wow, that sounds quite comprehensive. Give us some examples of some of your most popular courses.
Absolutely. So we sell a lot of like things that are trendy and hot. So if, for example, if you're like a, if you watch the NFL, you hear them talk about RPOs a lot. So whenever a new trend, like a run pass option comes out, all the coaches are wanting to learn all the secrets. And like with basketball, it's like the pace and space or the dribble drive. And a lot of these coaches want to know kind of what like Brad Stevens is doing in NBA and kind of replicate that on lower levels. So
yeah,
that's,
well, I got a pearl for you. Yeah, I got a pearl for you from the sports doctor for you and all your coaches. If you want to be a step or two quicker, strengthen those feet and ankles. You really want
that's
to make
great.
A difference in explosiveness, work balance. Get on those unstable surfaces, two exercises that regardless, many times when we're talking about preventing injury, it's so important, whether it's coaches or parents or athletes themselves, but sometimes people might fall asleep. But when I start talking about a step or two quicker, better agility, better balance, then you're all listening. Of course,
yep.
I'm prejudiced, sports podiatry, but there's not a sport around where you're not going to benefit really strengthening proactively those feet and ankles. So, again, with a lot of these different things that might be trending in different sports, it's endless. You know, you just – Brad Stevens, the great coach, young dude came out of where was he before he went to the Celtics? I forgot already.
I think I forgot too.
Yeah, really. Somebody will call in and absolutely let us know. So again, you have lots of parents and/or coaches who might be looking to take part. And give us the website again that they could find out all about it with CoachTube.
Yes, it's. Just CoachTube.com, CoachTube, and basically just click on your sport. And, a lot of coaches listen to your podcast, and they thought, man, maybe I want to make a bigger impact, but I don't have the tech skills, the marketing skills to really get my message out. So really anybody, as long as they're qualified, can create their own course. So we help support. I'm thinking this should be a course about feet strength. and I think you could probably create a good course. And then also just to the 6.5
million. Yeah, I got
the
title for you. The Sports Doctor's In. My moniker, the Sports Doctor's In. We'll have to work out something like that to jump on the bandwagon with you guys. That's an interesting concept, again, where you have coaches who might be looking to, in that online world, looking to be able to give people different access to what they might be doing, and the fact that you're really concentrating also on young kids really makes a positive difference, because children's participation in sports is such a big deal. We've got a nightmare of childhood obesity hanging over our head. It's as serious today as it was 20 years ago when I started talking about it on the Sports Doctor. And safe participation, of course, is the key. But also, there's a lot of competition, and everybody's looking to be the best they could be. So the top coaches, top athletes might be, I'm sure, very interested in all things that CoachTube provides.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of studies have shown that the way to keep kids keep playing sports is having a good coach that knows how to, one, make it fun, but also actually things are fun when you win and you're good. And so you typically keep playing when you're properly coached. And so, yeah, we help hundreds of thousands of young coaches best impact.
Yeah, I would imagine when you're talking 500 coaches, then you must be having influence on tens of thousands of kids in some way, shape, or form, if not more. With Coach Tube having that kind of emphasis, because you're talking lots of coaches, lots of different sports, and you have information that might be very specific for each of these 40 different sports that you're talking about. True?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. The idea again of being able to get some good, solid knowledge and education, because volunteer coach is a big deal. How's your influence when it comes to the high school world and their feedback with you and the actual school coaches with you guys?
That's who is buying things as we speak. So that's our number one consumer, just because, especially where I live in Texas, like coaches have a lot of pressure to win, and they want any competitive
edge. No kidding.
They can get their hands on. Like some of John's people were at the Aspen Youth Sports Institute event last week, and it's really a fun parallel seeing the youth sports side and all the positive, encouraging coaching. But I spend so much time at the high school level where they're like, win or get fired, and it's really really
even at the high school level. When we watch the Olympics and we see a 15-year-old. Olympic gold medalist, let's say, in figure skating, and my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, who was the 2010 men's figure skating gold medalist, grew up in the Illinois area, and I put orthotics in his skates. He was 10 years old. You see a world champion or a high medalist, 15, 16, 17 years old, you know they started when they were 4, 5, 6 years old, and having some hands-on expertise or access to be able to go online, get some good, solid information, let alone winning, makes a lot of sense. Okay, we're almost out of time. Wait, give me again that the website for you guys.
Sure, it's CoachTube.com.
CoachTube.com. Wade Floyd, he's the creator of CoachTube. Wade, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. It's the Sports Doctor. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can zip over to radio shows and go back years if you'd like and get a sampling of who the guests were, what the topics are, and you could listen to whatever you would like. You could go over to newspaper articles and read my most recent guest editorial and lower extremity review. Different articles on choosing the best shoe, whether your child should be specializing, the world of concussions, all of these different topics. You check that out. Again, follow me on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Not only do I mention who's on the show, who's coming on the show, but we also have great information, constructive information on everything involving wellness, fitness, sports medicine. Next week, another great show. I've got from England, William Pollan. He's a psychologist, and his program, Running Therapy, Running for Therapy, very, very interesting concept. Lisa Gar was a great athlete, suffered a brain injury, and she's written a book about awareness, coming back, some of the brain injury challenges. Fascinating guest. The following week, the 7th, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Karen Sutton. I think it'll be right after she runs the New York Marathon. Will be joining us. And a local chiropractic physician, Dr. Ryan Robinson. Let's try to zip through a few emails here before we're done. Tom writes, and by the way, if you want to email Dr. Weil, sportsdoctor at yahoo.com, drweilsportsdoctor at yahoo.com. A long email name, used to be a website, we kept it. Tom says, my 14-year-old son, he plays serious tennis 5 days a week or more, traveling team. He's had on and off arch problems. We've changed shoes. Tom, what you really got to do is see podiatry. You know, I've been putting orthotics in tennis players' shoes since John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and some of the top state players. Arch problems is one of the most common things we see. Tennis is so physical. Your son is still growing. Almost always, it's not a shoe problem. It's a foot mechanics problem. And that's what you need to have looked at. Does your son have pronated or flat feet? Does he have high arches? What's his range of motion? When done properly, orthotics and physical therapy and strengthening will solve that. Plantar fasciitis is the term for arch problems and or heel problems. So check that out. Steve says, my daughter's 11 years old. She's a very good hockey player. She's had on and off heel problems. This is almost the third season. You know, Steve, there's a large growth center in the back and bottom of children's heels. It doesn't solidified till about 13 years old or so in girls, maybe a year or two later in boys, and it's called Sievers syndrome or apophysitis, inflammation of the heel growth center. More common in running, jumping sports because of the pounding, but sometimes in skating. When it's been persistent, then orthotics is something that could really, really solve the problem because the foot mechanics, foot motion many times is related. Side-to-side heel motion and skating can be related. So you want to make sure, of course, that the boot fits, that she's in the proper boot for her feet. But with this kind of history, second or third year already, you really want to look at custom orthotics, see podiatry. They will really, really be able to help you. If you don't change the mechanical forces, you're going to be dealing with this till this thing solidifies with another 2 years. Jerry says, is less better with running shoes. Read so much about barefoot running and minimalist shoes. You know, Jerry, it's really individual. When we have a runner who hasn't had a history of problems regarding their feet or ankles, their shins, their knees, their back, and if they want to look at minimalist shoes, which are lighter, have less structural bulk to them, I don't make a big deal out of it. When I have runners that have had some concern or problems in the past, then less is not necessarily better, and you really want to pay attention to that individual analysis. So as a general rule, good running shoes, which have become a lot lighter, they become much less bulky, but you want to make sure you're in a name brand, you want to make sure you fit properly. Over 50% of us are not fit properly in our sports shoes. It's amazing, but it's true. A lot of people think they could order it online. If I take 10 pairs of shoes off the shelf of any of the major brands of a particular size, they'll all have different idiosyncrasies. So make sure you're trying them on and make sure, again, that you are gradual if you're looking to go into a minimalist shoe. And if you're not having problems, then I wouldn't argue with you. Jane says, in your book, hashtag A Sports Parents, you talk about youth sports and drugs. I sure do, Jane. This is a big problem where parents will allow their son or daughter who's playing in various sports, I'm talking 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, to take over the counter, the Advils, the ibuprofens, the Aleves, in order to continue to participate. Unless this is supervised by a doctor, this is over the line. This is stupid. Don't do it. Make sure you're looking at what it is that's causing your son or daughter to have discomfort. Many times these schedules are overkill. Sometimes, again, overuse injuries are rampant. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. So, if you need pain medicine for your son or daughter to stay in the game, you're over the line, back off. This is something that we frown upon. This is where it starts, drugs and sports. This is what's caused me to actually change the name of performance-enhancing drugs to performance-surviving drugs. Think about it. Even at the highest level, I got to play, Doc. I know I'm hurting. I know, yada, yada, yada. So with kids, not good. Find what the cause is, back off, check those schedules. Another emphasis on the book. Rick says in the book, you talk about the two basic exercises. Yes, Rick, I do. The two exercise concepts that I really, really feel are essential for your son or daughter, for you, no matter what sport they play, no matter what level they play it at, no matter what their age is. Strengthen the feet and ankles. Learn how to use rubber bands. Your physical therapist, athletic trainer can show your son or daughter. Rubber bands are great. You could work the whole range of motion of the foot ankle. I've never seen an athlete yet or kid who's got overdeveloped ankles. It's a weak link. Ankle injuries are the most common thing still that we see. So we're talking quickness, explosiveness, running, jumping. Strengthen the feet and ankles. The second essential exercise, work balance. What my longtime mentor and colleague, Bob Guida, used to call instability training. Standing on tilt boards, balancing on a mini tram, working with the Bosu, the new innovative sand dune stepper, which really creates imbalance. Whether you are a grandparent trying to prevent falling, whether your son or daughter is a serious athlete, you want to be able to work balance. I would have many of our young figure skaters who were looking to get stronger work those balance boards. Wow, out of time. Tune us in next week, another edition of The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago. See ya. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.